I'm living in a land of trouble and sorrow. Sometimes the burdens seem so hard to bear. But I have a Savior who is always beside me when I need a friend, my Jesus is there. Lord, how many times have you called me when I stumbled? Every time that I need you, I find that you are there. When the storm clouds are gathering, Lord, I feel you are near me. Lord, how many times have you answered my prayers? How many times does the way say so dreary? How many sorrows do I have to bear? How many times do I ask you to help me? Lord, how many times have you answered my prayers? We've done this a lot, ain't we, sis?
Amen.
Lord, how many times have I prayed for my children? For I know that temptations they're many today, and you know that I love them, and I know they're in danger as the storm clouds are gathering. Lord, you show them the way. I was showed the way when I was just a young boy. Do you remember that, Brother Coy? I can remember going up to Brother Coy's mom's and dad and taking a stalk of cane and raking through there. You remember that, Brother Lon? Getting a sweet taste. Do you ever go back in your memory bank and bring things back? How precious they really are, Brother Lonnie. Brother Lonnie has a lot of relatives here today, and we're glad you're here. I hope every one of you are right with God. I don't know whether I'll preach or not. I like to preach when God blesses, and it's the only time I can. I'm just a man, Brother Junior. Amen. And if God blesses me to preach, Brother John, I can preach. But You know how the world is. The world is going the way the world goes. But I know this, Brother Junior Reedy, it won't be long until it's come to a close. I've heard that all my life. Haven't you all heard all your life? Brother Henry, the world's coming to a close. But you know Tuesday morning, for my dear brother, natural brother, he come to a close. He's gone. He'll never be back here again. And he wouldn't want to if he could. Brother John, I have the feeling in my heart. I told Brother Junior on the way up. I didn't tell all of it to you yesterday. I saw a vision of my brother before he got to the church, a day before he got there. He was sitting in the casket, and he raised up. And it scared me. Somebody said, that don't scare me. The power of God scares me, brother. This natural man. He raised up, Brother John, and began to talk to people. People left that building like it was on fire. They was afraid. Do you believe, brother, that we're going to get up in the morning?
Amen. Yes, we are.
I believe we are, brother. Rose, why do you believe? What kind of body are we going to get up with? It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, Brother Junior, when he appears, we'll be like him. Is that right or wrong, brother? Yes, they say a lot of things about what we're going to look like. I'll be Terry, or you'll be Junior, or you'll be Ronnie, or be Lonnie, or Fred. It don't make any difference. We know we'll be like him. Do you believe today that Jesus Christ come out of the tomb? Yesterday, brother. Do you believe, Brother Coy, that when he told them, yesterday, you tear this temple down, and what do you do? Yesterday, brother, you tear this temple down. Oh, but 3 days from now.
Amen.
Yes, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to raise it up again. They begin to say to him, you all prayed just for a minute of time. Well, Brother Junior, hey, said 46 years. We've been building this temple. Now you tell us you're going to tear it down, and where you're going to tear it down, you're going to build it up in 3 days.
Amen.
Oh, today, brethren, they didn't understand, Brother Junior, that he was talking about his body. They didn't understand that. Oh, Brother Ronnie, oh, but I want you to know, brethren, you all pray just for a minute of time. And today, Brother Junior, and today, but he said, and today, you know that's not possible. And I want you all to pray just for a minute, and I'll not be long. But I want you to know, today, yesterday, brethren, I want you to understand, brethren, that he come to this world, Brother Junior, and he come to this world to do a job. And I want you to know today that he finished that job, brother. You all pray just for a minute of time and that God would bless me. And that I want you to know today. Yes, today, I want you to understand. I know today in your natural mind you can't understand. But I want you to know, Brother Ronnie, how long is it going to be until he comes back? I don't know, Brother Cole. But I know he's coming today. Yes, brother, I want you to know he's coming back to here for one reason and one reason only. What's he coming for? There's some saying that he's coming for this and he's coming for that. Yes, Brother Junior, he's coming back here to get what he died for, brother. And I want you to know, he paid for your soul, brother, on Calvary. What does it say, brother? He died for what? For the sin of the whole world. Oh, brother John, he died on Calvary there. And what did he say when he come down, brother Louis? He said, for this sin was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Oh, brother, and no greater love, brother, than any man have, than what, brother John, that he laid down his life for his friend. And he said, you are my friend if you do what? Oh, brother Coy, whatever I've commanded you to do. Brother Junior, I don't find God's commandments grievous, brother. There's some that say that I can't go along with this, brother. And there's some that says, I don't believe that, brother, today. Oh, here's what the Bible said, brother. Except that you believe that I'm He, brother, are you going to die in your sin, brother? And where I am, you cannot appear. I know this is Christmas time, and this is when we celebrate His birth. But the most celebrated day of my life, Brother Ronnie, it was at mile marker 146. Brother Ronnie, oh, Sister Rita, what happened there, brother? I was born again, and you know what? I was dead walking around, but there come a man called Jesus that come my way, and you know what he said? The same thing he told Nicodemus, I could have eternal life, brother. Oh, brother, and Brother Willie, not only have life, but have it more abundantly. And Jesus, all right, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. What has he commanded you to do? He's commanded everywhere for all men to repent, brother, and be born again. Do you know anything about your birth, Brother John? Was you there the day that he come? Oh, Brother Harvey, I was there when he come. I've never had a feeling like that before. You know what? Because I'm like Brother John. I felt brand new all over. And you know what? And he's followed me for all these years. And Brother Ronnie, and you know what? And you understand, everywhere I go, he's there. And every time I go to do something that I shouldn't do, what does he do, Brother Junior? He says, don't you do that, son. And sometimes I'll override it and go ahead and do it. Oh, but when I'm an obedient child, Brother Junior, oh, brother, when I'm an obedient child, Brother Jim, he renders unto me all good things, brother. You know what? I've been coming here a long time, Brother Lonnie. I can remember when you started to preach, even though I wasn't saved. I've been coming here a long time, Brother John. And I've seen a lot of men come and go. And I've seen a lot of changes, Brother Fred. Oh, but that morning when I laid my hand in Jesus' arm, and he took my hand, brother, he's never changed, brother. You know what he's never said to me? I didn't save you, Brother Junior. Sometimes I got down in my own flesh, Brother John. Oh, but I can go back to the spot, Brother John, where God saved me. And I can say, oh, thank you, Jesus. And do you ever stand right up like I told Brother Junior this week? I was going down the road and I was driving my truck, brother, and I began to sing of the old churchyard. And I began to know that my brother was going to go soon to the old cemetery. But Brother Lon, how do you believe beauty is going to spring from this lump of clay someday? How do you believe that, Brother Lon? How do you believe that we're going to sleep for a little while? You know, just like Lazarus, he's dead. No, he's not dead, Brother John. He's just sleeping. And you know what? Brother Wardy Craft is just sleeping today. Brother Baxter just asleep, brother. And you know, in that morning, Brother Ronnie, I'm going to go home with them. Somebody said they've already went there. No, they're just waiting, Brother Willie, for their change to come. Oh, honey, all these years you stood by me, and you've heard all of my bad sermons, and you've heard all of my good ones, and you know what? Somebody said you've had bad sermons along the way. Oh, yeah, I have, Brother John. But there's one thing about your companion. She don't forsake you. She may go down the road, she said, maybe Terry, you hadn't ought to said that. You know, maybe Sister Lorraine don't do you that way. But you know what? I'm thankful for that today. Oh, Brother Junior, it's got beyond the point that our brothers can't take a constructive criticism. I didn't say destructive, but I said constructive criticism. Brethren, when you leave this right here, you need to be criticized, brethren, today. Oh, brethren, and any time you get here and preach anything else other than Jesus, you need to be criticized. Yes, Brother Willie, what did he say to the men? Go and preach. Preach what? Preach the word, brethren, today. And I want you to know, I never said it like this before, I don't guess, Brother Coy, but you can't preach the word if the word ain't in you, brethren, Brother John. Oh, there's men trying to preach Jesus that don't know him. Brother Lonnie. There's men trying to preach him that don't know him. And there's men trying to preach for filthy lucre, say. You know what? I told them the other day, Brother Junior, Paul said, I robbed other churches and I took wages of them that I may give unto thee, Brother Fred. Oh, but what he took, he gave back to the Lord. He gave back to the Lord. So my voice is weak and I'm going to sit down, Brother Junior. Brother Junior's a good critical brother. You heard what I said, didn't you? He's a good critical brother. I'm not talking about you. Brother Junior and I are close. We work together. And I take his criticism as constructive criticism. It's got to the point. If I criticize you, Brother Coy, then I'm your enemy. What, did Christ criticize anybody? Brother, the Bible says if you rebuke what? A fool, what will he do? You rebuke a wise man, what will he do? He'll love you and he'll get wiser. Brothers, take things for what they're worth. That's why we're in such a shape we're in today. People criticize the brother. Well, he ain't going to criticize me, I'll get him back. That's what they do, Brother Coy. I'm not just talking about an organization. I'm talking about in every church. Especially when they criticize the pastor. Heaven forbid. See, he needs to be criticized too. Do I always make the proper decisions? My members can tell you that I don't. They can tell you that I don't, can't they, Brother Lon? They can tell you that. But I've never done it deliberately. So today, in a few days, the hustle and bustle, all the commercialism, all these people that wanted to make money off of the holiday that the Roman Catholics created, let's just put it where it belongs, it'll all be over with. And I know my wife calls me a Scrooge sometimes, and I am compared. They've ruined Christmas for me.
Amen.
They have ruined it for me. They have actually ruined Christmas for me. But I'm glad the little kids can still hear it, see it.